Despite the Wheat Sheaf pub in Tooting Bec finally having its survival confirmed, protecting community assets is top of the agenda for many in the constituency. Lib Dem candidate Philip Ling says he'd use the pub as an example for similar cases in the future.
I know all the politicians go, well, we helped save the Wheat Sheaf. But actually the legislation was a Liberal Democrat policy that the coalition government then implemented, which meant that actually particular sites of community interest could be saved with, I think it's about 50 signatories or something like that. So it really will be considered. So I think, yeah, the Wheat Sheaf is a good example, and I'm sure there are others around.
Dan Watkins, the Conservative candidate, says legislation to protect historical buildings is crucial.
We've really got to keep those buildings going in the face of very high property prices, which means everyone's always thinking, can I make a quick buck by selling that site? And that's what I've been doing a lot of work on with Assets of Community Value. I think I've had six listed or in progress of being listed in Tooting to really do my bit and make sure we save those buildings.
Green candidate Esther Abiri-Darko said it's important to get local people involved in the process.
If we do find a place that's under threat, getting the community involved, making sure the council hears our voices, pressing for transparency so we know who's buying it and where that money's going, so that we feel that we're actually in charge of what happens in our community.
Shemek Svierczynski, UKIP's candidate, says he would put decisions out to the local community.
What we basically want to see is if there are big local issues, you know, we want basically there to be a sufficient trigger for a local referendum or for a national referendum on a subject, right? You shouldn't be just electing the politician and then let the politician, you know, make all the decisions behind closed doors.
While Labour Sadiq Khan, who's defending his seat, says his focus is more on high streets.
We need to think much more about high street. We can't have a situation where independent retailers are going out of business. Tooting has 24 betting shops. A Labour government will give local authorities much more power, which means locally elected councillors much more power to be on the side of residents and good businesses rather than having their head in the sand.